Hello and welcome to our Behind the Smiles, the Oral Health Podcast. And I am your host, Dr. Smita Patnaik, prosthodontist and director of Dental Sage with you. So in today's podcast episode, I am going to discuss on tooth extraction. Tooth extractions are recommended to treat and manage a myriad of dental issues. A painful wisdom tooth or a tooth that has been significantly decayed could be the problem. At times, tooth extraction may be required to make room for dental prostheses or braces. Now, why is a tooth extraction performed? There are various dental issues that call for the need of a tooth extraction, and they include presence of dental cavities, gingivitis or gum disease, infection of the gum line, tooth injury or trauma, impacted wisdom tooth, preparation for dental braces if the teeth are too much crowded, primary tooth, that is the baby tooth or the milk teeth not falling off. There isn't sufficient room in your mouth for all of your teeth. Now, how is a tooth extraction performed? There can be two methods of extracting a tooth, a simple extraction and a surgical extraction. A simple extraction is when a tooth that is visible in your mouth is extracted. Simple extractions can be performed by a general dentist. Your dentist will numb the tooth and the gum tissue and loosen the tooth with an elevator before pulling it out with dental forceps during a routine extraction. For surgical extraction, which is a more involved operation of removing a tooth that has broken off at the gum line or is deeply buried, we require a proper surgeon and mostly performed by oral surgeons. However, they can also be done by regular dentists. During the surgical extraction, the surgeon will make a tiny incision or a cut into your gum and pull out the underlying tooth. An impacted tooth, for instance, requires a surgical extraction. So that's all for the day. For more resources and materials, head over to www.dentalsage.co.in, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode. Thank you so much for listening, and it's me, Dr. Smita Patnaik, signing off.